Monday is Veterans Day. For people who've served in the military, they say getting back to the swing of civilian life can be difficult. That's because the military trains members to be supportive and solutions-oriented, which is not always the case in civilian life. WUWM's Olivia Richardson reports on how some military veterans are starting businesses as a means of working for purpose rather than money.
When vets come home from service, it's often lonely. Military life is structured differently than that of the civilian world, says Andrew Waynes, while on tour of his business. He owns a waste recovery company, Green Up Solutions, that keeps everyday items out of the landfill. That junk is later repurposed and sold.
Wait, does this Pepsi machine work?
No.
Okay.
So this Pepsi machine is a great example of what we do. So this Pepsi machine, the last time it was actually...
Waynes served as an Army reservist for 15 years. The name of his junk business is Green Up Solutions. He says he always knew he wanted to start a business. He grew up on a farm, and he and his dad would go trash hunting Wednesday nights. It's a family tradition of sorts. But it wasn't till after working an unfulfilling job in corporate America that he decided to start Green Up Solutions. Rain says adjusting to civilian life requires veterans to transform, not just transition. He says that the loyalty, service, and task-oriented focus that the military thrives on isn't always present in civilian life.
So finding your purpose, that's the opportunity. Yeah, when you're in the military, everything is in the military, right? If you're active duty, you live on base, your family lives on base, you work with the same guys, you have a mission, you have a purpose, and then you get out, and all of a sudden, you are alone.
Kat Ramirez, owner of AdBitTies, says much the same. She also had a corporate job, and despite being persistent, loyal, and solutions-oriented, things her military background trained her to be, she says she wasn't rewarded with the promotion she applied for. After that experience, Ramirez said she knew it was time to start her own business.
Because I fed into the whole corporate ladder structure and, you know, you're going to do your time and then, you know, over time you grow and you'll be rewarded. Because that's what happens in the military and that's what's supposed to happen in corporate America, and it doesn't. And the system fails you and you do a great job and you exceed, you know, all your goals and you're performing and people recognize it and they see it. But then
conflicts occur. Ramirez's business focuses a lot on her experience working in a large media corporation where a lot of small business bids for ads were not accepted. Ramirez says not because they didn't bring enough cash, but because there was more money to be made elsewhere. With AdBitTies, she focuses on serving women, minorities, and vets who don't always get advertising slots with large media corporations. Saul Newton is executive director of the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. He says a lot of ex-military personnel go on to become entrepreneurs.
Even going back to World War II, 49% of World War II veterans went on to start their own business. So veterans literally built the American middle class following World War II, and that trend has continued in successive generations of veterans from Korea to Vietnam to Cold War era and now post-9/11 era veterans. Even today, veterans remain incredibly entrepreneurial. They're twice as likely, actually, to start a business and to be self-employed than non-veterans are.
Not every vet is an entrepreneur, though. As Waynes explained, some people just want to serve. It's not about the money or clout. Waynes says that in corporate environments, the want to be the best for personal gain can cause some veterans to feel isolated. Across the state, 65,000 small businesses are operated by veterans. Around 5,000 of those businesses are in Milwaukee, according to the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.